Welcome to A Few Goldilocks Bears Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about things we love, things that we hate, and things in the middle. This could be things that we're indifferent about, that we're ambivalent about, that we're on the fence about. These are the gray areas of life. These are the things that aren't in the black and white, that they don't maintain to your precious polar opposites.
This is Vincent Cloud.
This is John Nemitz.
This is David Lauer.
Dave, come on, dude.
Not Scotty Allwood.
And this is a show. You know what? No, before we do our show, before we get into the topics, we're going to talk about old ass topics. This is a segment we call the Deja Few. Go ahead,
previously
John.
Previously discussed, but then sometimes just goes, wait, I didn't mention this. And he really needs to talk about it again. So here we are.
Yes. Instead of Vince, this time it's me.
Yeah.
I was thinking about two different topics, like getting into things before they're popular and conspiracy theories. And I think conspiracies are fun before they're popular, like when they seem like nobody actually believes them. But then as soon as like, you're like, oh, people actually believe them, then it's like, oh, no, okay. So
you don't ever believe the conspiracy theories. You just have fun.
Right, yeah, like talking about them.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, you know, like I remember it used to be fun to just like joke about like chemtrails and, you know, that kind of stuff, or like flat earth theory and stuff like, stuff you just thought that nobody would ever actually believe, and if they did believe, like, why?
Do you think they're all in on the joke? Like, the
no.
Flat earthers are going,
I don't think so.
I'm really getting these people to think I'm a dumbass.
Yeah. So the only one I don't like follow them, like I don't seek them out or anything, but the only one I'm really aware of now that it still I believe is in the people don't actually believe it phase is the birds aren't real. Have you heard of that one? The theory where like every single bird you've ever seen is fake. It's just like a surveillance robot, basically.
I had never heard of this until a few years back. A girl on a dating app started spewing this shit at me. I'm like, listen, I'm just trying to like see you naked potentially. So yeah, those birds are definitely fake.
So do you think she actually believed it, or
maybe she just hated me that much and was trying to get away from the conversation? No, she went on for a little while and then started talking about how cats rule the world and stuff. She was really out there. I hope she's well.
What was your, but what brought this up? Were you like, oh, we're like a couple of lovebirds. It's just like, oh, you think those are real?
No, I don't actually remember what, but I swear it was just her going off the rails of, this is crazy stuff I believe. Do you believe? Are you one of us? And I was not. Made fun of her immediately online to my friends. Made a video about it. And I'm so excited you brought it up so I could bring it up again. Because it is insane to think that all these little animals, birds specifically, are just fake. The government thought up birds and went, yeah.
Yeah, and like, people talked about birds like hundreds of years ago. Like, as long as there's been writing, there's been talk of birds.
Maybe they
Scott,
used to
I
be
think
real.
What next time if someone like offers you a little bit of like conspiracy theory bait, just be like, yes, I believe that. And that's just gonna, then they'll invite you down the rabbit hole, and then they'll give you like 10 more conspiracy theories that are even crazier.
I really handled that not well because I could have had so many more insane things thrown at me from her. I should have really just invested in that moment, but I ran as far away as I could as immediately.
Yeah, just think, like, that was the one that she thought it was like okay to lead with.
You know, I can understand specific birds like the hummingbird. The way it moves doesn't seem real, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like, you know what? Actually, now that you mention it, hummingbirds seem kind of fake.
Yeah, and
I
like
would offer up ostriches. Those seem fake to me. They can't even fly.
and
That's a lot of work. Like if they were fake. That's a lot of birds.
yeah.
But you know how like electronics are always huge when they start out and then they learn how to miniaturize them over time. Like, so you had to build a few ostriches before you could finally work your way up to a hummingbird eventually.
Wow. Birds aren't real. That's so crazy. Like, why though? Like, oh, you said surveillance, right? That's the idea, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you should love this because you love there being cameras everywhere.
Spying on people, looking
Oh.
through ladies' windows, you little pervert.
Oh wait, so I own one of these fake birds? I would imagine they'd be expensive or something. I don't know. I couldn't afford a toucan, that's for sure. That paint job. Peacocks, those are pretty. Yeah, they're all cameras. All those little circles are all cameras flashing. That's pretty sweet. All right. The show? Should we start it? Let's
Yes.
do it. Okay, so let's talk about my love. I love bonfires or campfires, just fires, really. I'm a fucking pyromaniac. You know what? They're fucking, they tap into that ancient time where you're like, hey, let's, circle around the fire. I think they're fun. I think they make parties cooler if you got a fucking fire in the middle of y'all. It's pretty sweet.
Just at any moment, one of you could fall in and burn to death. Like, it's just real nice.
S'mores, come on, man. Like, that shit's good. I don't really do the hot dogs over the fire anymore because, like, hot dogs are just fucking gross. Like, when you really think about it, you're like, no thanks.
Not a big fan of s'mores, but I do like fires and making a s'more and eating that s'more around the fire. It's just fun. Like, it's just that nice feeling of, yeah. We're on this fire. These marshmallows are melted as fuck.
And then finally, I would say you get tend to get existential. You find like at night when people are sitting around a fire, they always start talking about life and like existence and stuff. And people get heady where you're like, I didn't figure you would be that. Maybe it's because you're like 8 beers deep now, but still, like it's
I'd say
something
that's
that.
probably more to do with it.
But I think that happens a lot around these fires. I do have to say I have this memory of being a kid because we had a campfire in our yard, and I don't remember why there was a fire, but it was like early morning, and Dad went back into the house to do something, and so we were all kind of hanging out at the fire, and I took the squirt gun and I filled it with gasoline. I was
Oh.
squirting the fire, and the kids were like, "Oh shit, that's cool." I'm like, "Yeah." And then some kid ran in like, "Mom and Dad, you never believe Vince did." And I got in so much trouble. I'm like, that sucked.
Who's the narc?
Did
Name
you?
him. Name
I
him
don't know.
right now.
I
You
don't
should
know
have
who the
sprayed him with that gun.
messages person.
remember
Then
they're
you
like,
have Zoolander style gasoline fight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but they were just like, mom and dad were like, "Don't you think of anyone but yourself? What about your little sister? You know, she likes to squirt the water from the gun. What if she did that?" I'm like, "But she didn't." I wasn't that cocky, but I was like, I kind of held it. I'm like, "It's still here." But you couldn't say anything. That would be considered talking back in those days. So yeah, I had to just always was like, "Yeah, you're right, honey." Like preparing me for marriage or some shit.
Then Monday at school, you're like, dude, that was totally shooting the gasoline into the fire. Everyone loved it. My parents patted me on the back.
It was fucking awesome, though. It was really cool. I felt innovative at the time. But yeah, what do you guys have to say about bonfires?
You're saying talk tends to get existential. Like, I completely agree with that. Like, it just seems like you're staring at the fire, getting mesmerized by the flames, and just it, conversations tend to get deep for whatever reason. I love the the art of building the fire, like camping out in the woods and trying to find enough dry materials to get the fire started.
You're the builder. I've never been able to build a fire. So it
I'm not.
impresses me that you do.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say I'm the best at it, but if the wood's dry enough, I can get it done. And I love also, yeah, like cooking on a fire. I've made like a lot of, when I go camping, I'll make like a lot of soups and stuff on a fire. And so, like it takes a lot of energy and time to just get like water boiling. So just kind of keeping the fire stoked and hot enough, and trying to time everything out and put all the, like keep the fire burning and not like kill all the heat by putting new wood in it and all that stuff is always like a fun challenge for me.
Wow. Someone go, please. For fuck's sakes.
Okay, I hate to be devil's advocate here, but campfires kind of suck. There's always that one guy who's just starts stoking the fire for no reason and just kicking up a bunch of smoke, and like the fire was going perfect, it was beautiful, and then they just start fucking with it, and then now there's no flames and it's just smoking everywhere, and it's like, dude, why did you do that? And then they're like, oh, it needs more. So then they start putting more logs on it. And then eventually it like builds back up and it's doing fine again. And then he'll fuck with it again. I hate that guy. And then also, anywhere I sit, the smoke just follows me. And then the next morning, I stink like smoke. Like I put my jacket on and I'm like, what? Oh man, I can't wear this jacket. I gotta wash it. And I'm like, my pants fucking stink like smoke. Like I gotta, all of my clothes, I have to put it through the washer like twice to try and get that smoke smell out.
There, oh my God. There was an article. I wish I reread this, but they explained why that happens, why the smoke is attracted to one particular person. Like there's some
Is it
sort of.
attracted to beauty?
Yes, Dave.
Knew it.
Scott, put out the fire and talk to us, man.
Yeah, I remember my first fire. It was 3 weeks ago. No, I love fires too, man. So I get the smell. I put my clothes next to the fire so they all smell like that because I love fires so much. I can definitely understand that whole fire coming at you type of thing, and then the ashes, and then you're like constantly worried if it's going to land on you and you're going to catch on fire because your stupid little friend shot you with a gasoline squirt gun or something.
You were there. Oh, God.
So yeah, I just enjoy that. It just brings a different vibe to the scene. And I mean, picture you and three buddies standing under a street light, and then picture you and your three buddies around a fire.
In a barrel. You're all homeless. Unhoused. All right.
Oh yes, that's better.
Thank you.
Saved yourself there.
Woo. Those homeless aren't going to beat you up now. I mean, the unhoused are, damn it, they're going to come after me.
What else about fires? Oh, I remember during our partying days, I threw in the dresser that my mom gave me after graduation
Oh.
into the fire. And I'm like, woohoo!
Full of stain and varnish.
Vince,
Put
I
some
think I
s'mores on that
remember
thing.
that. Like,
Yeah,
I
you
remember, like,
were.
after that happened, everyone was like, let's go through the house and find more furniture to burn. So then we're like volunteering stuff. We're like, hey, we found a love seat. Let's get rid of it. And you're like, no, save that.
Then you always have that crazy asshole who jumps over the fire.
Were you that crazy asshole that night?
That particular night? No, but I was on other nights. I don't know what we're
Gonna
saying.
say this is a safe place. You can let us know if you jumped over the fire.
This is not a safe place. You guys give me shit for the smallest little thing. All right.
That's very true.
Yeah, anything else about fire? Oh, here's another thing. Just historically, apparently, dogs, they showed up at the fire and they're like, "Hey, what's up, bro?" And we're like, "Hey, why don't I just do this pet thing on you?" And they're like, "Oh, that's kind of cool. I like how
And
that
then
feels."
they bit your hand.
Yeah. But like, yeah, that kind of helped us, I think historically, like, didn't we, the fact that the dog chose us over the Neanderthal, like, was significant or something like that.
Is
You
that
guys ever
true?
hear
I never
that?
heard that. No.
I don't know where I'm pulling this out of, but yeah.
Well, I've heard that humans can breathe in way more like wood smoke than like any other, at least primates can. Like they'd all like probably get lung cancer and shit, but we've like developed to be able to handle it probably from so many years of just being around fires all the time.
And
That's really
smoking.
nice of all those people to die for us to evolve into like a breathing fire smoke lifestyle.
Well, I was gonna say, like, natives, we smoke the peace pipe or whatever. Just smoking tobacco was just a common thing. But also, holy shit, if you ever go to one of our religious service, whatever, the traditional way, where we're in a lodge and there's fires, it's always fucking smoky. Like, there's just like you're tearing up and shit. There's so much smoke sometimes. And then you're also getting past cigarettes and you're like, oh fuck. Like, but it's all, it's all used in ceremoniously, and it's not just all casual, like, make the kids smoke. It's just like, well, hey,
All I pictured was a bunch of people going into a church and just smoke everywhere, and like fathers just putting down to their children, like, hey, take your cigarette.
I mean, yeah, it's crazy, like, how, like, you know when you're going to church, you're going to cry. So it's do you guys feel that way when you guys go to church? I don't
So
think so.
emotionally moving.
Oh man. Okay, are we done with fire? Should we dampen this out, this
Yeah,
topic?
let's throw a bucket on
Good
this
one, good
topic.
one.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Shit, what's my topic?
One could
Ah.
consider this a prelude. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yes. I hate songs that have like a really long and out of place interlude or prelude in it. Like sister was it Disturbed, they have like a really long interlude in Down with the Sickness
The one where he's like,
where
I know my name, and you do my name, and just like talking in that weird voice over some like dun, 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 the
yeah,
bass.
and he's having like a weird fake argument with his mom or something. I'm
Oh
not really
my
sure what's
God.
happening.
All right. Where he's like, I won't do it again. I won't do it again. Yeah.
No,
Right?
mommy, no. Blah, blah, blah. And it's so stupid and out of place in the song that like I literally, even though I like the rest of the song, I can never have that song on any playlist ever because of this weird little interlude in the song where they decided to include that. And the other song that I was thinking about was by Blue October. The song's like 20, 25 years old. If you're around like 35 to 45 years old. Blue October had that song Hate Me, where it's hate me today, hate me tomorrow, hate me for all the things I didn't do for you, or something like that. At the beginning of the song, it's just 1 minute straight of a voicemail from this guy's mom, like, oh, I'm just calling to check on you and see if you're doing okay. You seemed a little uptight last night. Just give me a call back. And then after a minute, it cuts into the song, and the song is brilliant. And then the last minute of the song, it just like goes into weird static, like an answering machine static, the rest of the last minute of the song. So I literally can't ever listen to this song because I gotta listen to the first minute and the last minute, and it just ruins the song for me. And like these weird interludes in these songs just like kill it for me. And then also like another like a super famous one is the Beatles with A Day in the Life, where it has like that really loud build up where it's like it's all just instrumental and it builds up to a really high crescendo and then it cuts. And honestly, I think that kind of ruins that song for me. I don't
Oh,
like it. But the thing
man.
is if you listen to the album, it works perfect. If you're listening through the whole album, I think the spot for it's great. But if you only listen to that song, I don't like it. But what do you guys think?
I love this because American Woman, I love that song, but I could do without, like, the beginning of it's very nice. It's like, yeah, I'm an American woman. And then it gets finally to the point of ding, 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 ding. Such a fucking amazing song, but I don't want to listen to that beginning every single time. That opening.
Yeah, when you first brought up the topic, I just thought you meant like a long, like instrumental opening to a song or like a long, like instrumental break in the middle of a song. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that's my favorite thing. Like, I love that. But then, like, I listened to the two examples you gave, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I see exactly what you mean. That made me think of there's a Stevie Wonder compilation album, the Musicarium or something like that. And it's like all his greatest hits, but there's like these weird, like little, like not skits even, but just like, yeah, like fragments of like conversations and stuff at the beginning and like end of a lot of the songs. And it's just like, I just want to hear the songs. Like, I don't need to hear like this weird talking stuff. Like in Isn't She Lo Lovely, there's like a baby crying. And I'm like, I don't want to hear a baby crying. Like, that's super annoying. The only one I can think of where I didn't mind it, and I should have looked it up. There's a Ween song where there's like, towards the end of the song, there's like a answering machine message. Like, it's a very on theme with the one song that. It's like someone like wishing him a happy birthday or something and singing like the happy birthday song. And for some reason that actually works for me, but maybe just because Ween music is just so weird to begin with. Another thing I like, which I think is different, is some bands would have like just sound clips from like movies or something as like cut, just like a 3 second sound clip in between songs or to start off a song. And I don't mind that, but I guess it helps when you're listening to the full album, to your point about the Beatles song, rather than just wanting to listen to a single song for that to be more enjoyable.
The Weezer, the sweater song. Did you not like all like, hey man, hey, how's it going? You gonna go to this party? Yeah, maybe. That's cool. Did you like that at all?
No, it's terrible. It
Mm-hmm.
ruined the song. I don't know. There's some Journey songs that have like way too long of an intro. Kanye West has a song, I forget. I think it's Runaway. Like, but it's the ending of the song. So like if you listen to like the MP3 on like Apple Music, the last like minute of the song is just like weird static and it just fades off for like, well, it might be a minute and a half. And it's just it ruins, like if I'm trying to make a playlist, I don't want to listen to this part of the song. So then I can't just listen to it. I have to like reach for my phone and hit skip, or I just don't add the song to my playlist.
The Pink Floyd album, The Wall, is filled with interludes and preludes for sure. Just a
Yeah,
warning
I
if
don't
you
listen
ever.
to a lot. I
Yeah,
don't listen to a lot of Pink Floyd anymore because of it. I'm too easily annoyed.
There are bands that I like that they, because I like more rock alternative music. At the end of the song, it'll be like, they start doing this like whammy thing, whammy bar movement for the end of the song, and it's just like putting it up to the speaker and getting that sound of wah. And it's like, okay, this does not sound good.
That's right, Scott. You're a musician.
Yeah, I
Do
actually
you
find this
put
very, very funny.
that stuff?
I never did, but my last album, we started putting like outtakes in it, like towards the end of the song or beginning of the song. And today we're finishing up my next album that's going to be released later this month. Check it out. It's Forget Me is the name, and the album's Trapped on Earth. But we did one today. There's this, I like techno a lot as a kid. So it's like this, it's just very 90s techno. But it's called I Feel Too Good. So at the beginning, had a buddy go like, hey, how you feeling? And it was just me being like, oh, hey, feeling pretty good. It's like, but how good? I'm like, too good. Why don't you sing a song about it? Okay, I will. And that's the opening. And then at the end is just an outtake of that. And we're just laughing, having a good time. Or no, the end is an outtake of me trying to sing the song. And it's like, I feel too good. Ah! I think it's hilarious. All these songs are not comical in any fashion, but to have these outtakes of me laughing while recording them brings joy to my heart. So if you ever,
yeah, I can see Dave trying to skip it already in his mind.
I gotta say, What's Going, or is it called What's Going On by Marvin Gaye? It starts off with just chatter at like this party and stuff, but it moves with the rhythm of the song and stuff. I really like that. I think for the most part, I don't mind preludes and interludes. Like, you know, I like skits in some of my stuff, like Tenacious D, but like hip hop does that a lot. You know, they, what's that Bernie Mac thing in, his first two albums? They were awesome. I really like that. So yeah, I think I'm a fan of those.
Well, like that one song of Kanye's that has Will Ferrell. From Blaze of Glory, I think.
Oh, gets the people going.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Segway challenge. How about that? Go ahead, John. And I think.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Indifferent to the season of spring. I believe that people only like spring because winter's over, but the actual conditions during spring aren't too great. Like particularly just how wet it is, how rainy. Like you just wanna go for a nice walk because it's finally warming up and all the sidewalks are flooded. There's like water everywhere. Your shoes get wet. Even worse, your socks get wet. And it's always awkward and like knowing like it'll be nice like during the day, but then as soon as like the sun goes down at like 6 o'clock, then it just like immediately gets freezing cold again. And it's just not a very, like, you just, it's like the false hope, I think, you know, like you think like, okay, finally I can like enjoy life outside again. And it just proves you wrong. It shoves your face in a mud puddle.
And the spring cleaning, do you not like that?
Not that that's the thing. I think we just keep it clean all year, you know.
No, you don't have to get clean if you're always clean. That's
exactly
the mentality. All right,
that's right.
Well, I was just gonna say real quick, I consider it like fall. I, you know, it's, they're in the middle of two extremes. Either you're really hot in the summer or you're really cold in the winter. So I do enjoy spring. Yeah. What about you, Dave?
I'm with John. I don't like spring. I think spring is bullshit. It is false hope because, like, at least in winter, like, it's miserable, but I know and I'm prepared for it. But, like, now it's like every day I wake up, I'm like, am I wearing a jacket? Am I wearing a hoodie? Am I wearing shorts? Like, I don't really know what to expect. And then also, I live in Oklahoma, so, like, yesterday there was like a tornado that was like 10 miles north of us and like a tornado that was 15 miles south of us, and like one of my coworkers got caught in a tornado on our way to work.
What?
And wow. It's Just like typical Oklahoma weather,
Is
in the
she
spring,
okay?
at
Like,
least.
what do you mean
Yeah,
she was
she.
caught in a tornado?
Well,
Like,
she was driving to work, and what they always tell you is like, get out of your car if you're in a tornado. But like, that's legit the dumbest. Like, don't get out of your car, because then you're gonna get hit in the head with a fucking tree branch. Like, at least if you're in your car and a giant fence like comes and hits your car, it's not gonna hit you. But yeah, like she's fine. She her like some shingles got blown off her house, but I don't know. There's like a bunch of like. There was some giant ones over in Arkansas, I think, like a giant tornado I saw a video of. But yeah, it's just this springtime kind of sucks. It's muddy all the time. You might get one or two good warm days, but then it's followed by like 4 days or 5 days of rain and clouds, and then it'll just randomly like get freezing, and then you're like you'll have ice on your windshield one morning, and you're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I like your point about just it, you can't prepare for it. Like winter, you know what to expect. You know, it's going to be cold as fuck and miserable. I can handle that.
I cannot. I prefer the inconsistency because I do not want it to be super duper cold or super duper sweating my nuts off. So I like spring and fall the most. And yesterday I also had a tornado fall. Like, or drop down not too far, miles north of us, maybe 10 miles. But it was a beautiful day until about 2 p.m. Then all shit went to hell. We had the tornado sirens going off. We had rain that I stepped outside in because I don't know why, I don't have a good reason, but I was immediately drenched, stepped right back inside, and we had golf ball sized hail falling. It was insane. And then by 6, 7 o'clock, it was over. Like, oh, okay, that was weird, but I just despise the cold in that in winters. I like ideas because going outside and being like 35 degrees, 40 degrees, I'm like, hey, this is all right. At least it's not winter though.
I want to introduce a new segment called Dave's Survival Tips. You know how everyone says to get out of your car? Stay in, motherfucker. Play some
I mean,
songs.
that's top 10. That's definitely top 10 on survival do's.
Right. Keep your car on. That way, when you get picked up by the tornado and fall back down, you just drive off.
Well, that's part of the thing is you should stay in your car, but don't be driving. Because if you're driving and the wind hits you right, you'll get lift like an airplane and you'll just start flying away.
Sounds awesome.
like Grease. That's
Yeah,
great.
you gotta watch out. Grease lightning.
Right, segue challenge.
Think we just flew off into the sky for this new topic.
Right, go
Topic
ahead,
has
Scott,
sprung.
for closers.
Closers? Oh, right, because I'm closing it. Gotcha. My indifference is a boat, like just boats in general.
It's a boot, what?
You're talking about
Yeah, what are you talking about?
talking about boats. I never, like, I don't know. I'm afraid of drowning, and I wasn't around boats growing up. My family was very poor. The first time I was on a boat was I was at 17 years old. Had like this little motor. It was very small, fit like three of us. We went on the water. And then the motor died, and we were out there for hours, and I got a bad sunburn. Not a great start to me in boats. A few years after that, boats were a lot of fun. It was a big boat, a lot of people going out, drinking, having a life jacket on, getting in the water, a lot of fun. So that's why I'm kind of in between. I've had the bad experience, I've had the good experience, but I don't really ever care to get on another boat. Like, I'm not sitting here going, do you guys have a boat that maybe you guys want to go on sometime? We can just, see what happens. Maybe we drown. Maybe we don't.
I don't like the water either. So, I've been on some boats. I'm glad that I don't get seasick, although I've never been on the sea, but I have been in water. and it was sloshing around and stuff, but I never got sick. I think my roommate did, but I did not. So that's kind of fun because I get motion sickness in cars, but not in boats. So I'm all about boat it. Yeah. one time though, a friend of ours, he has a speedboat. And so, yeah, we got to fucking hang on to the inner tube and get pulled behind him and shit. That was really fun.
I did that once with my sister. I was going to ask you right after you were done talking if you had ever experienced that, because it is fun. It's also scary as fuck.
Yeah. Like wondering about what creatures could just like be nibbling at your toes when you're in there.
More so when you eventually can't hold on longer and you're skidding across the water like a rock out there, just.
Yeah, because you know that boat driver is like purposely trying to like throw you off, you know, like they're going around corners and whipping up the G's.
And they're all just laughing, and you're like nearly, you got water down your throat trying to survive. I'm back up
Gasping
for
for
air.
air. I'd say I'm more pro boat than anti boat. I guess I don't seek them out either, but it can be a fun time. I would never want to own one just because of the maintenance and stuff. Like, what do people say? They have the two best days of owning the boat are the day you buy it and then the day you get rid of it. What about like have you what like bigger like a boat tour or something like going out whale watching or you know that kind of thing? Have you done that kind of thing?
Never experienced the joy of that. Sounds like it might be neat. Have you?
I haven't done that. When I was down in Peru, we went on a tour where we got to see like penguins and stuff out in the wild. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I've like done like when traveling, sometimes you can go on like a boat tour and you get to see like the city from a different angle and get some good views and stuff. And yeah, luckily I haven't been too seasick doing that kind of stuff either.
I went on a boat tour in Glacier National Park, and it was kind of a tour, but kind of just a ferry ride across this lake. And I did not like it. Like I'm pro boat. I like boats, but being on like a tour thing with a bunch of strangers, once they start moving, you're just like, wait, this is as fast as we're gonna go? Like we're barely moving. Like I can see our destination, but it's going to take forever to get there at this speed. Like, can we just go 5 miles an hour faster? And I just feel like I'm trapped. I somehow like feel claustrophobic if I'm on a boat with a bunch of strangers. But I do agree that like owning a boat, I would never want to own a boat. My dad owns a boat. My father-in-law owns a boat. And that puts me in like a sweet spot where I don't have to own a boat. But I know people who have boats, so I can go on a boat like once or twice a year, go fishing or go tubing on like the 4th of July, but I don't have to pay a payment. I don't have to tow the boat. I don't have to back it into the water. I don't have to do any of that unfortunate, like just like the weird maintenance. Because the only way I think I would own a boat is if I actually owned a house on a lake and my boat was just sitting at a dock.
Dave, when you were talking about you get out in the water, you know they're going to be there. You're going to be there for a while. Like someone propositions you, you're not going to turn them down because of the implication.
Yeah, no one's going to hear your screams.
Okay, so does it fail? Does it not seem like a boat when you get on like a ship, like a Carnival cruise? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just curious if it feels different. Because they have like
Never
dining
been.
rooms and shit. Yeah, and I have no interest. I feel like worst case scenario is I buy a ticket and I step on board. I'm like, wow, this sucks. This is horrible. And how long are we going to be here? Like, for weeks? Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, I've never done a cruise. I think the only time I would have enjoyed a cruise would be like ages 20 to 25 when I just like love to get hammered drunk and just do that for 3 or 4 days straight. Then it would have been nice, but I just really can't do that anymore.
All right. Well, I say we weigh anchor. Oh, wait, we have no, we don't have to do a segue for this. The show is over. Tell them about the email, John.
Oh, well, you know, like, we're sick of coming up with our own topics, so get these lazy listeners and viewers to help us out a bit. So if you have something that you love, hate, or are indifferent to, send an email to topics@afewgoldilockbears.com. We'll put a link in the show notes here and tell us what you love, hate, or are indifferent to and why. And maybe we'll talk about it on the show.